Okay, what's up, everybody? Welcome to your Daily Dose of Awesome, your live 15 minutes of dating, motivation, inspiration, and education so you can get your day started right. Now, today's topic here on this beautiful Thursday is on the five fallacies you've been told about network marketing. And the reason I'm talking about this is because this is actually something that's told on one of our letters that we distribute here at Elite Marketing Pro. And I've gotten a lot of flack, you know, bottom line, I've gotten a lot of flack for people that read this letter, especially old school network marketers who get offended by it. Yet, you know, they'd rather be offended than actually reflect on what it is I'm saying, because the bottom line is when people read this letter in the online space, especially network marketing, it resonates. Not only does it resonate, it compels people to want to use attraction marketing. Because it's speaking the truth, and it's addressing the five fallacies or the untruths or the myths that are perpetuated in this industry, knowingly, unknowingly, innocent or uninnocent. The fact of the matter is, when you're told these things as a network marketer, it keeps you stuck and keeps you from making progress. Let me check to see if we are live here. There we are. Awesome. So I want to address that. First, before anything else, my name is Fernie Sabalas. I'm a lead generation online marketing expert specializing in helping home business owners, that's network marketers, affiliate marketers, direct sellers, multiply their incomes using the internet. Now, I built my first six-figure network marketing business within a couple of years of discovering the information we teach here at Elite Marketing Pro. And over the past 10 years, I've been responsible for over $11 million in gross income into my home businesses and hundreds of millions of dollars produced in the incomes of our clients here at Elite Marketing Pro over the past few years. So what we teach works, and you know, the foundation of what we teach is based on some of these fallacies, and we try to kind of break down some of these fallacies so that people can build up new beliefs that are more productive in this profession. Now, if you're new to our lives here, I highly recommend you subscribe to our lives. We do them every single day, Monday through Friday, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. And so in order to get a little ping notification on your phone so that you can either join us live or watch the recording later, what you want to do is in the top right corner, if you're watching this on mobile, in the top right corner, you want to click on the top right corner of the video. It'll open up a menu where you can like our fan page and also be able to turn on notifications for live posts and anything else you'd want to get from us as well. Now, if you're watching this on desktop, right above the video description, there's our logo and our name. Click on our name or our logo, and that'll take you to our fan page. And on our fan page, there's a like button. Click that like button, and then that same like button, click it again, and a pull-down menu will appear, and you'll be able to turn on notifications to make sure you get notified every time we go live here at Elite Marketing Pro on our fan page. We do more than just our daily lives. We do other special trainings on Monday, and just sometimes I may randomly tune in if there's something important to share that I want our community to know, and it's all 100% free. So also, I highly recommend that you subscribe to our Attraction Marketing Bootcamp. This is our 10-day online recruiting course teaching you exactly how I built my business and started doing this over 10 years ago, or almost 10 years ago, back in 2006 when I first discovered this information. So the link is in the description. You can go to that link later. I'll remind you at the end. So it's totally cool if you don't go. So with that said, let's hop right into the five fallacies, the five untruths, the myths, the lies that are perpetuated in this industry, which are actually keeping people in an improper mindset and therefore sabotage their success. Now, what's up, Cynthia? Hello, Scott. Thanks for being on, guys. Hey, Andy. Andy from Nashville. Thanks so much, man. All right, so let me hop right into this. And it's funny that this was my topic because a good friend of mine, John Melton, recently posted something on his Facebook wall. You know, it was pretty much, you know, conveying the same message, but about a specific strategy. I mean, he's a marketer. He's a network marketer, multiple six-figure earner, and who has successfully branded himself online, and a lot of it using video. And he's constantly being told by old school networkers that, you know, video marketing is a waste of time and that he should just stick to prospecting, recruiting, you know, how it's taught in their company or whatever. And so while he's never said you need to stop prospecting and recruiting, in fact, he says the opposite. You need to be constantly be active in your business. What he does as a way to passively generate a following, therefore prospects, is he does a lot of video marketing. He does a lot of Facebook Lives. He does a lot. I'm sure he publishes on YouTube. He posts video. He does video within his groups, etc. And it's proven to pay dividends for him. And this is actually related. This experience is related to one of the lives, or fallacies that I'm going to talk about today. So, what's up, Andrea? How's it going? And so, big fallacy number one is this is a numbers game. So I remember being told this, that you're told, don't worry about rejection. The more people you talk to, the more people you're going to recruit. This is a numbers game. So while this has a smidgen of truth, the bottom line is that without being taught skills, the numbers don't matter. If you have a crappy conversion rate from all the people you talk to, for everyone, 1,000 people you talk to, you're only able to recruit 2 people, how long do you think you'll be in the business? Not very long, because your conversion rate sucks. And so it's not just a numbers game. It's only a numbers game once you acquire skill sets that allow you to effectively prospect and recruit online or offline. It doesn't matter. It's only a numbers game if you're able to track your results. It's funny how people in the profession are told this is a numbers game, yet they're actually never told to track their results, measure their results. How many people you talked to today? How many of those people scheduled an invite, or were you able to schedule an invite with? How many of those people that you had an invite with this week, were you able to do the presentation to? How many of those people that saw the presentation converted to an actual customer or distributor? And so you got to actually have the numbers in a spreadsheet or something. Like what we do with online marketing and attraction marketing is we have advertising. And so we're able to keep track our numbers through the ad platforms that we use. Numbers are critically important, but only after you know what you're doing. For example, with what we do online, we have to learn, in order to generate prospects and know our numbers, we need to learn 2 skill sets. We need to learn the skill of advertising, and we need to learn the skill of metrics, understanding metrics, analytics. And so similarly offline, you need to have the skill sets for properly prospecting and recruiting somebody, which is a sales skill set. I know people don't want to hear that in this industry and don't want to be in this space. They don't want to be, this to be called sales, but that's what you're doing. You're exchanging dollars for goods and services. And that's the definition of sales. And so, people don't like to people are not told they need to track their numbers. People are not told that they need to learn, these very powerful skill sets of influence, but that's what you need. So it's not just about how many people you share your business with. You have to do it skillfully, and you also have to know your numbers. So it's only a numbers game after you have the skill sets to turn it into a numbers game. Otherwise, it's just a big waste of time. So next, fallacy number 2 is you are just one recruit away from an explosion in your business. And some people, for some people, this gives people a sense of false hope that you don't know who you're going to run into. You're fed this kind of fantasy that the next person that you recruit might be somebody that explodes your business. You don't know where they're going to come from, but the problem is that this sets up a lottery mentality that, the next person you recruit might be that big winner. If you go after a professional, a lawyer, or somebody, they're going to, crush this business because they're already successful, and you're just counting on that one person to make or break your business. That's not how a business is run. A business is not run on chance. Now, is it possible that you may find somebody that totally crushes it? Sure, it's possible, but you shouldn't rely on that. Because it may never happen. You should be relying on developing your skill sets, like I said with previously, developing your skill sets, tracking, and also teaching your people how to duplicate, how to do the thing, how to develop the skill sets that you're using to bring them in. And so that's the only way you're going to duplicate is by teaching actual skill sets. It's not going to be by chance. It's not going to be by through some stroke of luck. And so don't rely on that next person to be building your business for you, because it's probably never going to happen. You need to take responsibility for your business, learn the skill sets you need to learn, and then teach those skill sets to the people you bring in so that you can then duplicate and have that explosion that's predictable, as opposed to hoping that somebody comes in and builds your downline for you. So that's fallacy number two. Fallacy number three is most of your time should be spent prospecting. This is an interesting one, and this is actually something that I learned from my friend Tim Sales and mentor. I've been through all his courses and training, and also from some of the most successful network marketers in this industry. I'll give you an example. My friend Lisa Grossman built a seven-figure business with one of her previous companies. Seven-figure business, having only personally sponsored 17 people. One of my clients built a multiple six-figure business, having also only sponsored 17 people. And so clearly they weren't like, of course they have the skill set of prospecting and sponsoring, but they didn't need to spend most of their time prospecting and sponsoring new people. What they did is that they focused heavily on leadership development in their organization. They'd helped people downline from them. Now, there are six, seven-figure earners who have recruited hundreds of people personally, and that's totally cool. But it's not the thing that's going to make or break your business. What's going to make or break your business is developing the people under you, teaching them the skill sets that they need in order for them to recruit the people they need to bring in and turn those people into retail businesses. So you need to basically train your people to do two things. You need to train them to recruit enough people so that you now have a team that can now produce customers. This business is not stable unless you have retail customers. So should your time always be spent prospecting? I'd say you want to generate a lot more customers, but you also want to develop the skill sets to teach others. So should most of your time be spent prospecting? It actually is going to be dependent on where you're at. In the beginning, if you have no one in your organization and you want to create some volume aside from your own retail volume, then yeah, you want to prospect. But if you actually look at some of the, for example, Tim Sales has training, and he actually has a point values assigned to specific activities for building your network marketing business, and prospecting new people and recruiting are actually a lower value activity. It's still valuable, but it's a lower value activity. The most valuable activity, as far as he's concerned, is enrolling and training a new person. So enrolling training. The training part is the most valuable thing you can do. And so if you're spending your time with your team and training them and then training their people and then training their people and working to build skill sets in depth, that's not prospecting. That's leadership development. That is the most valuable skill set in network marketing. So big fallacy number four is recruiting is the key to your success in network marketing. So I just pretty much addressed this issue. So the other one was spending your time prospecting. Number four is recruiting is the key. Recruiting is not the key. In fact, I just came back from Vegas talking to a guy in so don't take me wrong, recruiting and prospecting are important parts of network marketing, but it's not the whole thing. If that was the case, then McDonald's would have become a billion-dollar company simply by selling franchises. Those franchises need to be successful. They need to be retailing. And I'll give you an example. A friend of mine who's making a big move in his business, seven-figure earner in this profession, and so he recently signed up with a new company that's pretty, not a new company, a new company for him. It's actually a well-established, very old, and would you think one of the dinosaurs in the industry. And what he discovered is that the people in this, the top earners in this company, are making so much money, yet have relatively few people in the organization relative to most others in network marketing. And the reason why is because they're doing so much retailing. In fact, the part of the company culture is they don't like using the word recruiting, because they feel like it diminishes the value of an individual distributor, because an individual distributor has potentially the potential of producing a lot of retail volume the way they build. And so in that company, they wouldn't say recruiting is the key to their success. The key to their success is retailing. They have people with relatively small organizations that are doing multiple seven figures. How does that make sense? Their organizations are smaller than most. It's because they're focused on retailing. They're focused on creating volume. They're focused on training their people in a way that is sustainable. And on top of that, if anything, one of the symptoms in this company is that people kind of get fat and lazy because the attrition is so low. Because the attrition is low because they're retailing. So not to say that retailing is the only thing. You want to build an organization, but don't fool yourself into thinking that you're going to recruit yourself to the top. That's essentially, if you're doing all recruiting and not retailing, that's the definition of a pyramid scheme according to the FTC, and you don't want to play that game. So big fallacy number five is don't reinvent the wheel. And so you're told often, we've been doing this business for 30 years and, you know, we know how to build this business and doing this internet stuff or doing video marketing like what John Melton, ran into. It doesn't work. This is what works and whatever. And that might have been true, 30, 20 years ago or even 10 years ago. And still to this day, people are recruiting and, using tried, true, and tested methods and doing home parties and all that stuff. But the bottom line is those things might as well be dead to me. Recruiting the stranger at a mall, recruiting my waiter, doing home parties, hotel meetings, those things might as well be dead to me because I have an alternative that's a lot, frankly, more fun. I still have to learn a skill set in order to make that effective, but I would much rather be working hard behind my computer at home with my family than working hard away from my family, away from my home, out and about prospecting people. So when people tell me that the old school recruiting methods are not dead, they might as well be dead to me. And they're dead to a lot of people in this industry because they want to evolve. They want to leverage what's available to them. They want to leverage technology. They want to use social media recruiting strategies, which are now becoming popular all of a sudden, even though they've existed since 1999. They want to use online recruiting strategies and online marketing strategies. And so you need to provide, if you're a leader in this industry, you need to provide your people a way to apply the fundamentals of network marketing and apply it in an effective way, regardless of what medium they're using. If they're using Facebook, then the fundamentals of prospecting and recruiting don't change, of rapport building, connecting with somebody, figuring out their needs, wants, and desires. That stuff never changes. The communication medium is changing. Now, social media also allows us to do passive activities, things that we put out there that will generate interest on its own, where you can, go to sleep one day and wake up the next day, and in either your email inbox or in your instant messenger on Facebook, you have a bunch of requests of people that want to learn more about what you're doing. That's the power of the internet. That's the power of social media. And that's the power of what John Melton was talking about as it relates to video marketing. Yet, hey, if you're watching this and you want to stay stuck in the past, then pretty soon you're going to regret it. Those methods will always work and will always continue to work. Just like I can deliver mail on horseback and from LA to New York and deliver that mail, but it'll probably take me a few weeks or maybe a couple months to deliver that mail. Whereas email is instant. So that's the difference. Delivering the same message using different medium. Both work, but clearly one is a little more efficient. So that's my live for today, guys. I felt compelled to share this is because I've been criticized for certain messaging in my marketing. And not only criticized, I've been told that I'm the one that's spreading lies and untruths. And I just pretty much tackled most of the things that I'm being criticized about, because the fact of the matter is, these things are true. The fallacies or untruths of some certain things that are perpetuated in the industry are perpetuated probably most of the time not intentionally or not done with any ill intent. But the problem is ignorance is still ignorance, and it doesn't help anybody. I'm immensely respectful of anyone that's built a network marketing organization, online or offline, because I know the hard work that goes into building these type of teams, these type of businesses. And especially if you build it offline, I mean, you're rock starred me. I want to be able to introduce different mediums for essentially doing the same thing. The fundamentals and tried, true, and tested, philosophies and processes that work in network marketing will always work. What's going to change and what's going to allow us to enhance our results are going to be the mediums we choose to communicate those messages through. So, hey, how's it going? Robert, what's up? Kayla, Mary, thanks so much, Cynthia. So that is it, guys. Please share this live post. Share it far and wide. I want this spread. This may come off a little in your face to some old school network marketers, but again, know that I love network marketing. I love people who are successful in network marketing, regardless of how they did it. But I want to help those people who are new or looking to evolve into a new way of building. And I'd love to talk to any 6-7-figure leaders who are interested in learning more and working with us as opposed to against this movement. So take care, everybody. Subscribe to our online attraction marketing bootcamp. It's a free 10-day online recruiting course in the description. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.